Efforts to develop a malaria vaccine have so far been disappointing, so programs to control the disease have focused on preventing transmission of the parasite. Insecticide-treated bed nets can prevent mosquito bites that spread the disease, but getting people to use them and use them properly is not always easy. Now researchers in West Africa have shown that spraying insecticide indoors can dramatically reduce malaria transmission. The fight against malaria has two main targets, the falciparum parasite itself and the Anopheles mosquito that carries the parasite from infected person to new victim. Insecticides target the mosquito, but over time the insects develop resistance to the chemicals that kill them. That's been happening with current mosquito killers, including chemicals known as pyrethroids. Researcher Gilles Germain Padeneau and colleagues in Benin tested another insecticide called Bendiocarb with indoor spraying at test sites throughout Benin. In households sprayed with Bendiocarb, there were fewer mosquito bites. More importantly, none of the 350,000 people who live there got malaria-infected mosquito bites during the test. Dr. Peter Hotez heads the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene, which published the research.
And this is what this Bendiocarb is all about, showing that it's efficacious, at least in this setting in Benin, in a real-life field setting. So it provides a potentially good alternative where there's been high development and resistance to pyrethroids.
Hotez says this demonstration of the effectiveness of Bendiocarb doesn't mean that all malaria programs should adopt that particular chemical for spraying, or that indoor spraying should be the only strategy.
When we think about a large-scale goal to take on malaria, it's not an either-or situation. We're going to have to throw multiple things out there in order to see what the optimal combination is to achieve control.
Bendiocarb is a widely used insecticide that's considered relatively safe when used properly. It's not been shown to be carcinogenic and is excreted rapidly from humans and other mammals. It's widely used for insect control against a wide variety of pests. The study by Gilles Germain Padeneau and colleagues in Benin is published in the American Journal of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.